Wednesday, November the 3rd, 10:26 Keshvan 5771. Day 4 before Shabbat, Parashat Toldot, Offspring. Genesis 28:1-9. Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Rise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel your mother's father. Take a wife from there from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May Elohim Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham, to you, and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land where you travel, which Elohim gave to Abraham." Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, Rebekah's brother, Jacob's and Esau's mother.
Esau marries Mahalath.
Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram, to take him a wife from there, and that as he blessed him he gave him a command, saying, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Paddan Aram. Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan didn't please Isaac, his father. Esau went to Ishmael, and took, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. Matthew 27.
Yeshua handed over to Pontius Pilate.
Now when morning had come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Yeshua to put him to death, and they bound him, and led him away, and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Judas hangs himself.
Then Judah, who betrayed him, when he saw that Yeshua was condemned, felt remorse, and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." He threw down the pieces of silver in the sanctuary, and departed. He went away and hanged himself. The chief priests took the pieces of silver, and said it's not legal to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood. They took counsel, and bought the potter's field with them, to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called, the field of blood, to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him upon whom a price had been set, whom some of the children of Israel priced, and they gave them for the potter's field, as Adonai commanded me."
Yeshua faces Pilate.
Now Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Yeshua said to him, "So you say." When he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear how many things they testify against you?" He gave him no answer, not even one word, so that the governor marveled greatly.
Taking the place of Barabbas.
Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to release to the multitude one prisoner, whom they desired. They had then a notable prisoner, called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas, or Yeshua, who is called Messiah?" For he knew that because of envy they had delivered him up. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes to ask for Barabbas, and destroy Yeshua. But the governor answered them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do to Yeshua, who is called Messiah?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." But the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out exceedingly, saying, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that nothing was being gained, but rather that a disturbance was starting, he took water, and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous person. You see to it." All the people answered, "May his blood be in us, and in our children." Then he released to them Barabbas, but Yeshua he flogged and delivered to be crucified.
The soldiers mock Yeshua.
Then the governor's soldiers took Yeshua into the praetorium, and gathered the whole garrison together against him. They stripped him, and put a scarlet robe on him. They braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they kneeled down before him, and mocked him, saying, "Hail, king of the Jews. They spat on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. When they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, and put his clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him.
The king on a tree.
As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and they compelled him to go with them, that he might carry his cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull. They gave him sour wine to drink mixed with gall. When he had tasted it, he would not drink. When they had crucified him, they divided his clothing among them, casting lots, and they sat and watched him there. They set up over his head the accusation against him written, "This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews." Then there were two robbers crucified with him, one on his right hand and one on the left. Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, and saying, "You will destroy the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you were the son of Elohim, come down from the cross." Likewise the chief priests also mocking, with the scribes, the Pharisees, and the elders, said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in Elohim. Let Elohim deliver him now, if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the son of Elohim.'" The robbers also who were crucified with him cast on him the same reproach.
Yeshua dies on the tree.
Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour Yeshua cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my Elohim, why have you forsaken me?" Some of them who stood there, when they heard it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it in a reed, and gave him a drink. The rest said, "Let him be. Let's see whether Elijah comes to save him." Yeshua cried again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the set apart holy ones who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered into the set apart holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion, and those who were with him watching Yeshua, when they saw the earthquake, and the things that were done, feared exceedingly, saying, "Truly this was the son of Elohim." Many women were there watching from afar, who had followed Yeshua from Galilee, serving him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jacob and Josi, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
Yeshua buried in Joseph's tomb.
When evening had come, a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who himself was also Yeshua's disciple, came. This man went to Pilate, and asked for Yeshua's body. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given up. Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb.
Pilate sets a guard.
Now on the next day, which was the day after the preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees were gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember what that deceiver said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest perhaps his disciples come at night and steal him away, and tell the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' and the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone. Matthew 28.
He is risen.
Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of on high descended from the sky, and came and rolled away the stone from the door, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook, and became like dead men. The angel answered the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Yeshua, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just like he said. Come, see the place where Adonai was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee, there you will see him. Behold, I have told you. They departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word.
The women worshipped the risen Yeshua.
As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yeshua met them, saying, Rejoice. They came and took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Yeshua said to them, Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they should go into Galilee, and there they will see me.
The soldiers are bribed.
Now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city, and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave a large amount of silver to the soldiers, saying, Say that his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and make you free of worry. So they took the money and did as they were told. This saying was spread abroad among the Judeans, and continues until this day.
The Great Commission.
But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, to the mountain where Yeshua had sent them. When they saw him, they bowed down to him, but some doubted. Yeshua came to them and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the set-apart Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNVIT version, in the public domain.